Mr. Durham, a veteran of high-profile political investigations who was known for keeping quiet during his inquiries, did not specify any additional evidence he had uncovered that might credibly undermine Mr. Horowitz's assessment that FBI officials met the standard in 2016 for opening investigation. I look forward to the Durham report, which is coming out in the not-too-distant future, Mr. Trump said. It's got its own information, which is this information plus, plus, plus. James Comey, the FBI director who oversaw the opening of the Russia investigation and whom Mr. Trump abruptly fired nearly a year later, lauded Mr. Horowitz's findings and called on those who attacked the FBI to acknowledge that they were wrong. The allegation of a criminal conspiracy was nonsense, Mr. Comey, citing Mr. Horowitz's findings, wrote in an op-ed article in the Washington Post. There was no illegal wiretapping. There were no informants inserted into the campaign. There was no spying on the Trump campaign. While Mr. Horowitz concluded that investigators followed existing rules in opening Crossfire Hurricane, he portrayed those rules as lax in permitting the Bureau to take many key steps without higher-level approval from Justice Department officials. For a full investigation, which permits wiretapping, FBI procedures require an articulable factual basis that reasonably indicates that a crime or a national security threat exists. The Bureau's top counterintelligence agency, Bill Priestap, decided after deliberating with senior officials that the standard had been met, Mr. Horowitz found. Though the report largely undercuts the president's most inflammatory accusations, Mr. Trump's persistent attacks have nonetheless damaged the Bureau's reputation. Top officials, including Mr. Comey and Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director, were fired, while others left the Bureau. Much of the report focused on the documents associated with the wiretapping of Mr. Page. Despite the attention it has received, the wiretap was but a small piece of a sprawling FBI investigation into Russian election interference. Investigators obtained nearly 500 search warrants and interviewed hundreds of witnesses, according to the special counsel's report. The FISA court first approved the wiretap in October of 2016, about a month after Mr. Page had stepped down from the Trump campaign. The Justice Department obtained three renewals of court permissions to eavesdrop on Mr. Page, two under the Trump administration.